Hi readers, welcome to the Something Bookish podcast. My name is Amin, aka Lip Gloss Mafia, aka the Crazy Book Lady, aka your podcast miss.
Wow, I had it going so well.
Oh God, no, I'm going to do it again. Take two. All right. Hi readers, welcome to the Something Bookish podcast. My name is Amin, aka the Crazy Book Lady, aka... Wait, I missed one aka. God damn it, man. Jesus Christ. What is happening? All right. We're doing take three. All right, this is the final take in the mighty name of God. Alright, serious. Take three. Hi, readers. Welcome to the Something Bookish podcast. My name is Amin, aka Lip Gloss Mafia, aka the Crazy Book Lady, aka your podcast mistress. Boom! I got that. Hallelujah. Welcome with us to the Something Bookish podcast. On this podcast, I talk about all things books and reading, from book lists to reviews, musings, tips and tricks, and the occasional guest chat. So think of this space as a virtual lounge, but for bookish people who are very chill and cool and cultured, obviously. I mean, that goes without saying. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the dark side. And if this isn't your first time listening to the podcast, hey, how you doing? Readers, this is the 53rd episode of the Something Bookish podcast. And in this episode, I will be sharing the books I read in the month of May. So this is a wrap-up episode. Now, before we get into it, a little housekeeping. So the Indulgent Bibliophile is reading Here Comes the Sun by Nicole Dennis Benn in June. Please follow the Indulgent Bibliophile on IG for updates and all snazzy posts. Yes, I just used the word snazzy. Now, I do have a feeling that reading this book is going to inspire me to make an alcoholic beverage. So make sure you stay tuned for the recipe. All right? Next up, please support my ministry by buying me a cup of coffee. So, readers, if you love the content I create and want to support me, you can do that by clicking on the payment link in the show notes titled Buy Amin a Cup of Coffee. Alternatively, if you follow me on Instagram or Twitter, the link in my bio will lead you to the page. Now, on that page, it only accepts payments in the Nigerian Naira. So, if you're outside Nigeria, all you need to do is convert how much you'd like to donate from your currency to the Naira. For example, an average cup of coffee costs $4 to $5, and the conversion is approximately 2,000 to 2,500 Naira. I hope this helps. Thank you so much again for your unwavering support. Next up, the Something Bookish Reading Challenge is still available. We are just in June, so fret not if you have not started, or if you've started and you haven't been able to find any of the books that would fit the prompt. You can just check us out on the Storygraph challenge page. Okay? The link is in the show notes. Yeah. Let's see. I'm currently drinking. I'm drinking a lot of stuff, y'all, because I am going through a lot. At the time of this recording, I have experienced highs and lows that were a bit too much for me to handle. And in fact, recording this particular episode was a form of release for me. I don't know if I'm explaining it properly, but maybe by the time you finish listening to the episode, you'd understand how this was such a therapeutic thing for me, a therapeutic episode for me personally. Yeah. So I'm drinking a lot of stuff. Before, I had shots of tequila and then I had a glass of wine, and now I'm having a rum bomb. This is my own take on a soju bomb. So a rum bomb is a glass of beer with a shot of rum inside. It's nothing crazy, but yeah, I am not in the same zone. I'm probably not in the same zone as you're listening. Do you get? And you should probably get to the same zone that I am on so that we can be on the same wavelength. Though I'm sure as you're listening, you're probably high already on the wildness that is about to happen. So thank you for sticking with me. Yes, I wanted to talk about the highs and the lows. So my mom hasn't been in the country with me in Nigeria for 2 years now, and she just got back, and I was so happy seeing her, like excited. So on the way back home, I was driving, and initially I did not want to use our car. I was going to hire a cab to take us, but then, well, if you're in Nigeria, you'd understand. Just Google fuel subsidy. If you're not a Nigerian, just Google fuel subsidy and you'd understand like my frustration at the time. So the cab driver decided to increase the amount of money that we had agreed upon. And I was like, you know what, fuck it. I'm not going to pay you extra. I have fuel in my car. I'm just going to go and get my mom. But there was just that thing at the back of my head, you know, like, yo, do not take the car. So I got the mechanic to do a mini run through the car, like, engine lights and everything, is everything okay? And he was like, oh, it's good to go. So we got on the road, we picked up my mom, and on our way home, just say 11 minutes to the house, the tire busted. I have never experienced that in my entire life. No, yeah, actually I've never been in a car where the tire busted, and also it has never happened to me before, so I didn't know how to handle it. But I think I handled myself pretty well, but it was on the express and I had to be very calm, even though my mom was at the back panicking. She was like, oh, turn on caution lights. You know how mothers can be. She had like, she started nagging, but I just tuned her out and I was like, yo, I am going to drive this car to safety. And if you know anything about driving in Nigeria, especially at night, if anything happens to your car, just make sure you are not on the roadside, because once the thugs come out, you're done for. So I found a way to navigate the car with its three tires into a supermarket, and I found myself a vulcanizer, and we got the car sorted with the spare tire and blah, blah, blah. And it was until I got back to the house, I saw my hand shaking. I was like, whoa, you almost just died. So yeah, dear listener, the last episode could have been the last episode of the Something Bookish podcast. Imagine that. What in the actual fuck? Who knows? Maybe I'd have actually become famous. But you might not even have heard, because it's not like anybody would have come to the podcast like, yo, Amin just died. Okay? Okay, it's... I can laugh about it now because it's in the past. But wow, I feel like my life flashed in front of me. So I am very excited to be doing this wrap up. Oh my goodness. Yeah. I will probably talk about this a little bit more in the newsletter. So please do subscribe to the newsletter. There's a link in the show notes. Okay? Or you can just Google Something Bookish newsletter, it'll pop up. I've been working very hard on my SEO. All right, without further ado, let's talk books, shall we? So here's my May wrap up. I finished a total of 20 books in May, and I DNF'd 3 books. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about the 20. I'm going to divide it into 20. into 20 into 10. I will talk about the first 10 and then talk about the book's idea and everything. They give you the next 10, and then I will share my standout books of the month. Okay? All right. The first book I finished reading was The Last Time I Saw You by Liv Constantine. This was an audiobook experience. And by the way, Liv Constantine is two authors. And they are the ones who wrote The Last Mrs. Parrish, which I loved. That was their debut. So I was like, yo, this person is giving me Jackie Collins. This person is giving me Mary Higgins Clark, you know, that kind of mystery fun type stuff. So I was immediately pulled to their style, to see me saying style, to their style. Okay, so I picked up The Last Time I Saw You, which is the book that came out immediately after The Last Mrs. Parrish, and I was like, yo, maybe you people could have taken a little break before writing this book, because it's just not giving what you promised it was supposed to give. Okay? Like, it wasn't great. So if you see this book, goodbye. It's not it. The second book I finished reading was Don't Answer When They Call Your Name by Ukamaka Olisakwe. This was, okay, I read this one. And I would say, I spoke to the author in a Twitter live. It's saved in my likes on Twitter. So if you would like to listen to that interview, you should go back to it. And all I can say about this book is, if you have a young person in your life from like ages 8 to 13, buy this book for them. It's very imaginative. The world building is really lovely. And I think young readers are going to appreciate this a lot more than the older readers are going to. And I have my reasons for saying this. It's because sometimes older people are already set in their ways, so it can be very hard for them to like suspend disbelief. Do you know what I mean? Anywho, well, if you don't know about it, wait, what's that thing they used to say? If you don't get it, forget about it. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Next up was The Marriage Class by Adesua Omanwokedi. And I interviewed this author for the podcast. You should definitely listen to it. It's a very fun episode, if I do say so myself. I really enjoyed this book. This book is a beach read. It's if Nigerian, do you realize that you cannot go to any Nigerian beach and read with peace of mind? Everywhere there's a speaker doing dudukwa, 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 dudukwa. It's very, very upsetting. Like, you can't just be like, oh, I'm a bookish beach girl. You can't do bookish. If you see anybody from Lagos, Nigeria, posting bookish beach girl vibes, that's just Bookstagram aesthetic, because there's no way they were able to read at the beach, because those motherfuckers would not allow somebody reading peace. It's just noise. But if you were to go to the beach where you find some peace and quiet, I would suggest reading The Marriage Class. It's just so fun. And the characters are just memorable. And they stay with you. You're upset. You're frustrated. You're rooting for some. It's a fun read. It's a really fun read. And this is for people who are always saying Nigerian/African books are full of trauma or whatever. I mean, we're traumatized all the time. You can't expect writers to just completely gloss over that. But hey, since you do not want that, I highly recommend The Marriage Class. Okay? All right. The next book I finished reading was Roots Magic by Eden Royce. This was a listening experience. And I absolutely loved it. Now, this is also a middle grade novel. And it has to do with the Gula people in the South. I think South Carolina. I already said I was going to stop reading books that has to do with race in America. But this one just pulled me to it. It was giving me Riley the Sugar Girl vibes, you know. Maybe because I just finished reading Do Not Answer When They Call Your Name. So this one also called to me. And the writing is really good. I liked how the magic is used and explained to the children, and how it helps them understand their heritage. This is really cool. It's a really cool listen, and I'm looking forward to more books from this author. There's a new one out. I don't know the title, but I will find it and I will read it. It will be read. The next book I finished reading was All the Lonely People by Mike Gale. I also listened to this one. Now, what can I say? So this book is reminiscent of A Man Called Over by Frederick Bachman. Like, it has the same vibes, but it's executed in a different way. But it's still fun. It's still fun. I really, 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 really enjoyed it. And since we're in June, it's Read Caribbean Month, I will recommend this book because the old man there is from the Caribbeans. So you could use that as your Caribbean book of the month. Or you can just read the Indulgent Bibliophile book of the month, because that's like full on Caribbean. All right. So the next book I finished reading was No Land to Light On by Yara Zrib. I really butchered that name, didn't I? Fuck. Okay, I'm sorry. So sorry. But yeah, that was the next book I finished reading. And this book has to do with immigration in America. There's this couple coming in from, was it Yemen? No, it wasn't Yemen. Lebanon? I've forgotten now where they were coming from. But shit happens, and the husband and wife get separated. And aside the immigration, it also deals with their marriage and how they can survive. You know, those kind of things always take toll on a young marriage. And this book explores all of that. Did I like the ending? It wasn't very satisfying. It felt very eh. But like, the process of reading it was fun. So if you see this, I think it's a good read. It's a good read. Maybe I shouldn't have said it. Yeah, but for me, the ending was not very satisfying. I just found it a little lazy, if I can. Anywho, the book I finished reading next was Front Desk by Kelly Young. I listened to this book. Now, I have read an adult book. A YA novel by Kelly Young. And that was Parachutes. I absolutely loved it. I was like, yo, I'm now a fan of this writer. So I saw that they wrote a middle-grade novel. And Aisha, the other Nigerian girl, recommended this book to me. And I've seen her raving about the series. So I was like, okay, let me give it a try. And I gave it a try. Favorite thing ever. Like, the main character, she's just Mia. Her name is Mia, by the way. She's just so adorable. My goodness. And she came from China. Was it China? Taiwan? I think from China. God damn it. Why am I forgetting everything today? Anywho, so she came from an East Asian country to America. She and her father and mother are trying to make it in America, and well, the rubbish the American system, in fact, and it's just, how do I explain it? Oh, I should even say that this book is banned in a lot of schools because it's like Americans do not like that their bonbon is out in the open. You know, because this book does a lot of exposing, especially from the point of view of a 9-year-old girl. So maybe they don't want their innocent Caucasian 9-year-olds to be exposed to such dirty lives. Not dirty lives, but like, you know, beneath them type things. Because the kind of things immigrants are going through in America, God have mercy. Hi, Father. God help them. Every day I'm going to say a prayer for immigrants in America. Anywho, and immigrants around the world. Next up, the book I finished reading was The Day I Fell Off My Island by Yvonne Bailey Smith. This book. Honestly, this is one book I felt like reading this month was a complete waste of my time. I didn't see the point of the meandering. You know, there are some books that they meander, but they still take you somewhere. You're enjoying the trip. It's kind of like it's a nice car, so you're just, you know, you're going along for the ride. But this one was, you're going along for the ride, but there's no destination in sight. I don't like that. You have to land. You have to help me land. Like, what are we doing? Do you get? Anywho, this book felt like a waste of my time. The next book I finished reading was The Stationery Shop of Tehran by Marjan Kamali. Now, this book has been lauded as a love story for all ages. I didn't see that. I didn't get the love story, man. I didn't get butterflies. In fact, I was upset at all the characters in the book. What is going on? Don't you people know how to love? Are people not watching K-dramas? Do you think this is what love... See, I was very upset. Also, it's not a love story if somebody dies and somebody forgets somebody somewhere. Oh, please go away. Yeah, Stationery Shop of Tehran, I didn't enjoy it. Because it promised something and it did not deliver. The next book I finished reading was Woman Last Seen in Her 30s by Camille Pagan. Or Pagan. I don't know how that's pronounced. Anywho, so this book is written before Monica Heinze's Really Good Actually. You must have heard me talking about Really Good Actually. That's a book I really enjoyed. I see what I did there. Really Good Actually. I really enjoyed it. Anywho, this book is kind of like that. Unfortunately, it's written earlier, but it gave me the same vibes. Just that it felt like a more watered down version, you know? So, I mean, it was okay, but it wasn't great. Like, it was just there. Not the most memorable novel. So, yeah, now I've spoken about 10 books that I read. Now I'm going to talk about the three books I DNF'd. All the three books I DNF'd. Now, the first one, why do I keep saying now? Like, I'm in front of a board. Oh my goodness, sorry about the sniffing, but I have a cold. But I had to get this episode out by hook or by crook. So I'm very sorry about the sniffing that you're hearing. I am not doing cocaine. Unfortunately, I can't afford it yet. We'll get there. Oh my god. So the first book I DNF'd was Luna Love by Lauren Kong Jensen. This book, why did I even DNF it? I just got bored. So it's a love story between a traditional matchmaker and a person who created an app to matchmake people. I mean, it's a nice premise, but the characters were just too boring. Like, my eyes were rolling to the back of my head, so I got bored. The next book the next book I DNF'd is The Bar Harbor Retirement Home for Famous Writers by Terry Lynn DeFino. Now, I'm a sucker for old people's stories, yeah? And this book kind of reminded me of... No, not reminded me of. This book made me... When I read the synopsis of this book, I felt like it was going to give me the same vibes as The Quartet. The Quartet is one of my favorite movies. And it is where these classical singers and composers go to... No, I'm not saying it right. It's about four classical singers, yeah? But they are in a retirement home for other classical singers and composers. So I thought I was going to get that vibe from this book. But, you know, like a bookish edition. It did not give what it was supposed to give. And I got bored. Imagine me getting bored about a book with old people. And there's a woman who smokes weed like all the time. And I still got bored. Wow. Anywho, the last book I DNF'd was Feral Ghost by Nadia Terranova. Now, I picked up this book because it's set in Italy and it's a translated fiction, but the book was boring as fuck. I can't even tell you what the book was about anymore. Like, I blanked it out of my head completely. And I DNF'd it at like 15%. So I'd gotten into the book a little bit. But the way I blanked it, the way it bored me, I was offended. So yeah. Those are the books I DNF'd. Now, I do recognize that my voice is beginning to sound a little groggy because I took a mini break and I got into a sneeze fest. So, Now my voice is funny. But like I said, I'm going to soldier on and I'm going to give you this month wrap up because we don't quit. Okay, we do quit sometimes when it gets tired. But this one, I have decided that you deserve this wrap up. Okay? Like I said, therapeutic for me also. Now, the next book I finished reading was Yellow Face by R.F. Kuang. And Yellow Face! R.F. Kuang does it again. Because why? She's that girl. She's that girl. Now, this book is very different from our other work. If you're expecting something like The Poppy War or Babel, you're not going to get that because this is kind of contemporary. It's falling towards the contemporary genre. And what she does with this book is it's so insightful that I'm going to steal so many things. I'm going to get that information for myself and I'm going to use it going forward. I can't reveal what it is, but you should absolutely read Yellow Face because R.F. Kuang is just... The book is so intelligent, but so interesting, you know? God, I don't say too much about it. It's still brand new and I don't want to drop spoilers. You should read the book as organic as you can. Anyway, the marketing has already given you like the vibe and the gist of what the book is. But how it plays out, wow. Just wow. People are writing in this world. Now, the next book I finished reading was A Cupboard Full of Coats by Yvette Edwards. Ooh, this book is a heavy read, man. It's heavy. I still don't even know how I feel about this book. I don't know. Am I sad? Am I angry? Am I satisfied? I'm not satisfied because the ending didn't give me the closure I needed. And the things that play out in the book, man, it was a bit much. But I think everybody should read this book because it will make you question yourself, question things you thought, you know, like your moral compass, like what is okay, like what you would accept, what would you forgive, you know? Yeah, this book will make you question yourself a lot. Also, I think this would be a good book club book. So if you do have a book club, you can use this as a book club pick. People will talk because anyone who has finished this book will have a lot to say. Now, I'm not saying a lot because I want you to also read the book and I want it to be organic for you. But this book was... It's just so well written that I... It's a really good book. That's all I can say. It's not enjoyable, by the way. It's not going to give you warm, fuzzy feelings. No. Nope. You should definitely take care of yourself when you read this one. The next book I finished reading was Jade Legacy by Fonda Lee. I have finally finished the Green Bone Saga. Hooray! Hooray! Hooray for me! Okay, not hooray for me because now the Green Bone Saga has spoiled everything for me. I'm going to... My standard now for fantasy is in the clouds, you know? Like, I couldn't focus on reading anything else when I finished reading Jade Legacy because with the amount of things packed in that third book, wow, Fonda Lee. She's one of those people that when your parents ask, like, but does that person have two heads? You would answer yes. She obviously has two heads. Because how did she come up with this? My God. Wow. Wow. Anywho. To help myself survive the ending of this series, I read a novella also by Fonda Lee, which is the next book I finished. The Jade Setters of John Loon. And this is a novella set kind of in the beginning, not beginning, but like before the first book really started, you know? So it's like way back. And I appreciated this book a lot because it helped me come to terms with the ending of the Greenbone Saga. It just started raining, so if you're starting to hear something funny in the background, is my enemies at play. Okay. All right. Now, the next book I finished reading, well, that was Jade Setters of Jalun. The next book I finished reading was Carmen and Grace by Melissa Cos Aquino. This book it's a journey of sisterhood, and I think everybody should read this, especially those who have sisters. I really enjoyed this one. It's really long. I felt like it was a bit too long. It could have been shorter, but yeah, it was enjoyable. It did not feel like a waste of my time at all. Yeah. Now I feel like you can't hear the music because the rain has taken over everything. But I'm going to do my best. I hope you can still hear me. Oh my God. All right. So the next book I finished reading was Notes on an Execution by Dania Kukafka. This was also a listening experience. Now, what can I say about this book? It's written from different POVs, and there is a man about to be executed. His POV is there, but we also get to hear from women who played important roles in his life. And I think I liked this book. I've been wanting to read it for a long time. I don't know why. I think because there was, you know, women talking about someone that was going to die. I did think that the women were going to be the one to execute the person. Note on an execution. My bad. I didn't read the synopsis. But yeah, that's what I was expecting. But this was still enjoyable. I didn't mind it at all. Yeah. Let's see. The next book I finished reading was Flow by Kennedy Ryan. This is a very short novel. And let's see. What can I say? Kennedy Ryan she knows how to tell a story. And this is sexy. And it's fun. And it has... If you've read let's see, Grip, because this was Flow. If you read Grip, which is the book that comes after this one, you'd appreciate this book more. So read Flow and then read Grip. But if you've already read Grip, you can still read Flow. Yeah. The next book I finished reading was The Change by Kirsten Miller. Now, this is a book that satisfied the female rage in me. I needed a book where women were doing bad things and just killing without retribution. Did I say that right? Retribution. Retribution. Oh my goodness. Anywho, the characters were a little bit stereotypical, I'm not gonna lie, but it did not distract from the story. It was very enjoyable and I liked the pace a lot. I really liked the pace, so I would highly recommend this to anybody. I haven't been seeing much about the book, or maybe I missed the hype when it was out, but this book is really, really good. Damn, I really like this one. And then the last book I finished reading was The Butterfly Assassin by Finn Longman. What drew me to this book was Innocent by Day, Assassin by Night, or Killer by Night, and it had female teen assassin. I was like, ooh, I've got to read that. And god damn it, man, this young girl goes through so much, and when you find out her origin story, you'll be more enraged, because what human beings, if I tell you anything about it, is going to spoil the story. So please read this book when you have the time. It has a kind of dystopian feel, which I enjoyed. But it's set somewhere in the UK. So yeah, highly recommended read, y'all. Highly recommended. Now, my standout books of the month were The Marriage Class, Front Desk, Yellow Face, Jade Legacy, and The Change. Yeah, those were my standout books of the month. And yeah, those are the books I read in the month of May. Ooh, but a quick reminder before I leave, if you're participating in the reading challenge, be sure to share your progress by using the hashtag #SomethingBookishReadingChallenge. If you need more recommendations, check out the challenge page on Storygraph. If you don't find what you're looking for, feel free to send me a message on any of my DMs. Okay? All right. Bye.
That's it, y'all. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would love to read or hear any comments or feedback you have, and you can do that by sending me a message on Twitter or Instagram at Lipgloss Mafia. That's LipglossMafia. Subscribe now or follow so you don't miss out on the next episode, which is available on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and other streaming platforms. If you enjoyed this podcast, kindly spread the book love by spreading the word. If you're listening on Apple Podcast or Spotify, rate and leave a review. It really helps new listeners find the show. And you know, shares and reviews are my love language. Yay! Thanks in advance. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you for listening. Readers, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And like Jim Rohn said, reading is essential for those who seek to rise above the ordinary. Happy reading, everyone. Bye!